My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The KMC Masterpiece will be live from Specs today, right around the corner. 9500 North Central Expressway from 10 to 2. Go check out that fancy wine room I was talking about. It's a great liquor store.
I wouldn't have shouted them out after Hagee was taking shots at you for just trying to clarify where it was yesterday.
Well, Spittle made me.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, I would not have. Nick Harris, DallasCowboys.com, joins us, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Good morning, Nick. Your scouting report and thoughts on new defensive tackle Linval Joseph.
Yeah, absolutely. The Cowboys looking to close in on a deal with Linval Joseph over the course of the next few days, but probably one of the worst-kept secrets, I think, around the team, I think, going into the season. But it's an experience at the one-tech position that this team needed. You know, Mozzie Smith, whether you believe in what he can bring in his second year or you don't believe it, Linval Joseph, he brings that experience. Yes, he is 36, but he has that 330-pound frame. And while he might not be what he was when he was a two-time Pro Bowler under Mike Zimmer back in his days in Minnesota, he can still clog running lanes, and that's exactly what this defense needs. I think it just speaks once again to, if Mike Zimmer and needs some help on that defense and he needs a guy that can help get in there and clog up some running lanes, the front office is going to go out there and get a guy for him. So a lot of help added on the defensive line over the course of training camp. Linval Joseph, just another point to that.
Week one against the Cleveland Browns, when this all gets finalized, done, like we assume it will, you're starting one technique. Is it Mozzie Smith or Linval Joseph?
Yeah, I would probably lean towards Linval Joseph. Since you're saying starting, I guess are they running on first down? And if that's the case, I'm gonna take Linval Joseph there.
Now, is that any sort of an indictment though on Mozzie Smith? Like when you mentioned there, you say depending on if you believe in Mozzie Smith or don't believe in Mozzie Smith, do you view this as any sort of an indictment on him, or more just, hey, we're addressing depth here?
I don't think it's necessarily an indictment, but I do think it speaks to what he brought in camp at the very least. I do think that there is a reason that this wasn't done until after camp was done, give Mozzie Smith that full opportunity. But I mean, you look at the depth, right? And let's just say, Mozzie Smith, the coaching staff in the front office do still believe in him. If he were to go down, the backup one tech, you're looking at that situation are two rookies and Justin Rogers, seventh round pick, and Denzel Dax, an undrafted free agent. So I think it's a little bit of both. Indictment, maybe. I can see leaning close to that. But for me, I think it's just a depth thing. I think Linval Joseph also just brings veteran experience. And I think the more you can get on that defensive line right now to that point, you go ahead and grab.
Was it a chippy practice to end things yesterday with Tyler Guyton having to leave the field?
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds precautionary with Tyler Guyton just battling a sore knee yesterday. So Doesn't sound like there's anything too extensive. We'll hear more to his game status going into the weekend today from Mike McCarthy. But yeah, it sounds like Jake Ferguson, Donovan Wilson kind of got into it towards the end of practice yesterday. Jake Ferguson threw a stiff arm that Donovan Wilson took exception to. Yeah, it was a little bit of chippiness, but it's funny. I guess we didn't really see a big-time scuffle last year until the final padded practice, and then they do it once again yesterday. So, yeah, just kind of keeping to tradition, maybe.
Nick Harris from DallasCowboys.com joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Okay, so Oxnard wrapping up, breaking camp today. Let's take a look at some of your Oxnard Award winners. I got five categories for you here. We ran through these with Broadus the other day on his last day. From Oxnard, when you were out there for those several weeks, best player that you saw consistently during practice?
Best player consistently. I'd probably have to go Dak Prescott. I mean, you look at what he was dealt going into the camp and what he came out with. I thought he had a really strong camp. Didn't have CD, obviously, for the entirety of camp. Brandon Cooks was out for, I guess, we're approaching about a week now. He got all these receivers involved. He got multiple tight ends involved. He kept the ball clean for the most part, even compared to just last year whenever he did have CD. I'd have to go Dak there. I think he had a really strong camp.
The most disappointing player for you based on your own expectations for what you wanted to see from them?
Most disappointing? I'll give you one on each side of the ball. I expected a little bit more from Trey Lance just over the course of, you know, having a year to develop. I expected certain things to his game to see some improvement, more so the consistency in the pocket and just trying to find, you know, some composure in the pocket as well. Didn't really see that throughout the entire course of camp. And then on the defensive side of the ball, would have liked to have seen more from Mozzie Smith as well. I guess that kind of speaks more to development too. And maybe that's me giving an indictment at the one tech position, but I would probably go with those two guys.
Who was the most surprising player in a good way? A guy who kind of, you know, caught your eye that, wow, I was not expecting him to look this good out here.
I'll go Austin Richards. You know, I think as camp went on, he continuously showed that, hey, I can play inside. I can play outside. You know, if we have depth issues, I can kind of be that guy that can go inside and out, play on either side of the line. You know, I think coming out of last season, I was just kind of viewing him as another one of those bodies. But I think going into the year now, I think he's proving to be a reliable depth option.
Assuming really quickly before we go to these last two, assuming Guyton and Steele are healthy and they're your tackles starting week one, who is the swing guy? Is it Richards, or is that more likely to be somebody like Ball or Willetsko if they make the team? Who ends up being the swing tackle while Adoga's out?
Yeah, I think I lean towards Austin Richards. Now, while me personally, I believe Richards has been playing better at guard, I think Richards has shown more consistency as that swing guy. They've been putting Josh Ball on the right side of that offensive line almost the entirety of camp, right up until that Udoga injury. And then that's when we've seen him kind of slide to the left side a little bit as well. And while I do think Ball can do that, I think you lean towards the youth and you go towards Austin Richards.
Nick Harris from DallasCowboys.com going through his Oxnard Awards with us. Most inconsistent, not poorest, but the guy who, man, it was really good some days and then it was really bad and it was never consistent.
I'll probably go with TJ Bass. TJ Bass was one that I think I maybe expected a little bit more from in Oxnard. You look at the depth of that and interior, and you know, I expected him to kind of have a consistent camp day after day, but it felt like some days we'd look up and be like, all right, TJ Bass, like he looks pretty good today, and then other days it's like, so he was the best rookie last year. And so I would probably lean towards TJ Bass.
All right, and then last one for you here. The most exciting player, the guy who just gave you the most frequent highlight reel type of plays out there at practice.
Yeah, I'll give you one on each side of the ball again here. I'll go Jalen Tolbert on offense, just having those increased opportunities at camp in the absence of CeeDee Lamb. He really shined with those. You could tell that him and Dak put in a lot of work this offseason, so I'm excited going into the year, seeing what he can bring. And then on the defensive side of the ball, I'll probably have to go with Jordan Lewis, man.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
He was all over the place throughout camp from start to finish. He was one that kind of jumped to mind whenever you mentioned most consistent. I think he's a guy that I think is going to have a really good year as long as he can stay healthy.
Is this a new Deep Blue feature documentary that you guys have coming out, and were you involved in it?
Yeah, really excited about this one. I appreciate you asking, man. Marion Barber, obviously a lot of Cowboys fans grew an affection to back in the 2000s, and had the opportunity to write and conduct the interviews on this piece. Super excited about this piece coming out tonight. Barber, Do What You Love. It'll be streamed live on Twitter, YouTube. It'll be on CBS 11 as well. Super excited for the world to see it, man. We traveled to Minnesota. We traveled to Austin. We traveled to Oklahoma. We traveled almost all over the country to conduct interviews for this over the course of the last 8 months. And I got to give a shout out to our team, Alex Lilly, Caden Gates, and Ambar Garcia. Here at training camp, they have been grinding every single day, editing this and trying to get this done here in the 11th hour. So really excited to share this with everybody tonight. You'll laugh, you'll cry, and you'll learn a lot too.
Just as we're wrapping up here, as you leave camp or as they depart from Oxnard, the status currently on what seems to be really the only true starting battle left at center, Cooper Beebe, Brock Hoffman, how are you handicapping that right now?
Yeah, I'm leaning towards Cooper Beebe, and it's so crazy to say because it felt like after, you know, that first week and a half of camp, or especially like when you guys were there, it felt like, you know, Brock Hoffman had just created such a gap that, you know, yes, Cooper Beebe, he's getting reps, but it doesn't necessarily look like he'll catch up in time to be a starting caliber center by week one. Well, he is closing that gap and probably taking the edge a lot quicker than I expected. And I think that speaks to, you know, his ability, not only his ability to play on the field, but his ability to learn as well on the job. I think he's done a really great job with it, but I think it'll come down to, you know, the evaluation out of this final preseason game. But Cooper Beebe's looked fantastic. And while Brock Hoffman has been consistent, he's had some ups, he's had some downs, don't get me wrong. I think if you look at it and you want a guy in there that has the youth, that can really use the reps over the course of those first 6 weeks, and that'll help prepare him in December a lot better, then I think you'd take Cooper Beebe in that situation.
What was the first Texas thing you were dying to do or eat when you came back home from California?
Yeah, I'll tell you this, man. I was rolling through Wichita Falls at about 1 a.m. last night, and I almost called it for the night, and then I remember Whataburger existed, and I was like, oh yeah, and I got my second wind and I finished it. So it was a pretty good number one that I had at about 1:30 a.m. in Wichita Falls.
That Whataburger, it's good stuff. They come up here, they bring us our things. We're big fans of Whataburger here at 105.3 Fan. I'm glad you survived the little apartment fire or whatever is there. I know it blocked you in. I know fire trucks blocked you in from leaving as quickly as you wanted, but ultimately safe and sound.
Yeah. That was probably the craziest camp moment we had all year. And that was as soon as I was trying to leave, of course. But yeah, it was wild because I had literally just loaded my last suitcase and I hear the fire alarms going off across the way. And then I smell something. So I look out the window and then there's just huge smoke clouds. And I'm just like, you got to be kidding me. Mm. And then right at about that time, I see the fire trucks pulling in and they're blocking in my car. And I'm just like, all right, so this is going to be another couple hours.
great job from Oxnard. We're off to a great start. We're looking forward to it throughout the entire season. And did you eat a Dodger dog?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Definitely got that in. It was
worth the hype?
Dodger dog. Say that again.
Was it worth the hype?
was all right. I'll say this. A Dodger dog and a drink, and it was actually two Dodger dogs and two drinks came out to $58.
Dang!
So I don't know if it was that good. So maybe we'll circle back next year whenever maybe inflation comes down a little bit.
Thank you, Nick. Welcome back home. Great job. No politics.
Appreciate it, fellas.
Nick Harris, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Let's get liquored up with the KMC Masterpiece next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.